To get to the house where my father was born, you have to cross a river forded by a handmade bridge, constructed by my uncles and their uncles before them. The long, narrow tree trunks were set into the banks either side of the river. The sides were made from chicken wire, and the floor from thick scraws. Holes would sometimes appear in the scraws, through which you could see the water below. Visiting as a child with my father, he would constantly have to reassure me it was safe, and no, it wasn't likely I would fall through those holes. It was over this narrow, swaying and rickety bridge that everything had to be carried. Turf in creels, potatoes in sacks, and the weekly groceries from the travelling shop. Occasionally, when strong winds and heavy floods combined, the bridge would be carried downstream, and if not too far downstream, some of the materials could be salvaged for the rebuilding. Maybe it was because of this early hardship that my father, after having crossed the bridge to emigrate, always carried with him a gratitude for the small things in life. Things that others took for granted. Simple things, like being able to drive up to the door of your home. Psychologists tell us that it is psychologically impossible to be grateful and unhappy at the same time. Maybe this is the secret of enduring happiness, to always have gratitude in your heart, the same gratitude St. Paul had when he could say from prison, "I thank my God each time I think of you, and when I pray for you, I pray with joy."